Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here with, I will say, one of my favorite guests, M. Sauter. I don't even know how we first, was it through Chris Osgood, one of my former students at Springfield College?
Yeah.
And Pints and Panels is, you can go to pintsandpanels.com, but our Instagram, well, you said it, you reached a pretty big milestone on Instagram.
I did this morning, yes.
Just
this morning when I woke up.
Well, what is that?
I have 10 million views in the past 30 days on Instagram.
That's
which
incredible.
Is insane, yeah.
You have 86,000 followers. Are you really active?
I am very active, yeah.
And those are all original drawings. I love the pinned one, anti-AI art, you know? I mean, it's important, actually. I think it's like supporting local businesses, like people with original thoughts and actions and skills.
And I think Meta actually, I think the reason that Pints and Panels is doing so well is I think Meta is realizing, hey, if we promote and showcase good content, I mean, they have the algorithm, they're in charge. So
right.
It's, yeah, my work is good and I'm proud of what I've done. But at the same time, like they're really pushing it across the world. And most of my followers, to be honest, are outside a lot of the UK, India.
Get out. Are you serious? You can actually look at the breakdown?
Yeah, they'll show you the breakdown. And it's all young people. It's all eight, because, I mean, the age to drink in most countries is 18. So it's a lot of 18-year-olds. It's a lot of people in their early 20s. It depends, too. Though I've started doing wine content. I've started diversifying.
Yeah, as you need to survive.
Yeah. And then it's interesting. The wine content always gets pushed to women and the beer content always gets pushed to dudes. And I'm like, hey.
That's not the way it should be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Meta, come on,
yeah,
man.
I mean, it's like when you go out to dinner with couples and like, how come the guys always end up talking with the guys and the women with the, why can't we not do that? Why do we have to break it down?
My best friend's a dude, come on.
Yeah, seriously, I'm with you. I want to talk about beer trends and stuff. We only have a quick second here, so I want to keep it personal for a second. Are you worried about the Sox or where are we?
Oh my gosh, if we had lost last night, I would have said it's over. But I think that win really – we needed that win so badly in extras last night. And so I'm – you know, we shouldn't be losing to the Athletics.
No, I know. But winning on a walk-off ground ball is kind of symbolic of the season.
Yeah, I am a little worried, especially with the Guardians winning as many games as they are. I mean, we have the tiebreaker against a lot of these teams, though, so I'm worried, but I'm optimistic.
Have you been watching or listening, or how are you doing?
I do a little of both. I started the game in the car last night, but I usually watch the game on a delay. Like today's the day game. My husband doesn't get home till later. I'll wait.
Oh, nice. You watch it together?
And we'll watch it together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's very cute.
M. Sauter, again, Pints and Panels on Instagram, pintsandpanels.com on the World Wide Web. She's an author, an illustrator, and beer expert. I'd say the illustrating and the beer are front and center, and the artwork is so fun. I love the hat, too. And you can buy her stuff at the website as well. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll talk about actual beer. We're back with M. Sauter from Pints and Panels here on Brian & Company. Let's get to the beer. I'll save some of the macro questions for later. Let's get to the specifics. Fall, I mean, I have a friend who owns a bar in Lynn, Massachusetts, and he had the Shipyard Pumpkin. He always shows us what's on tap when he cleans the lines and so on, and I just have no interest in it.
That's fine.
And then there's Oktoberfest,
yes.
and then you have Fest Beer, mm-hmm. which is actually done from a Connecticut brewery from Nod Hill in Ridgefield. So just explain to me the seasonal flavors of the fall.
Okay. So basically there are two. There's pumpkin, which there are a lot less pumpkins than there were. I feel
because people don't buy it.
No, people like – let people drink what they want.
Ugh,
come on,
Brian.
But right now the lager is having a huge moment. golden lager, but like, so the two beers that everyone knows, there's Märzen, which like Sam Adams Oktoberfest, and there's Festbier. So if you go to, so Oktoberfest in Munich actually starts this Saturday. If you go to Oktoberfest in Munich, you're not going to get a Märzen. You're going to get a Festbier, which is essentially like a higher alcohol golden lager.
Okay.
And then in America, if you order an Oktoberfest, you get a Märzen, which is the old style. That's what they used to serve at Oktoberfest until about 1990.
So the American Oktoberfest beer is a little darker.
Yes, it's an amber lager.
Than
usually
the German.
Usually like 5.5 to 6%. The Festbier is going to be golden, about Hofbräu. Festbier is 6.3%, so it's not messing around.
So when you see a Festbier, that's what it is. It's a more contemporary German Oktoberfest, and the Märzen is
the old school
that you'll see more here in the U.S., like with a Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. Is the sort of lagers heyday here? Because for me, I just get a little IPA'd out, and we've had this conversation before. Is it a direct response to that?
I think it's a lot of people don't want to drink what their parents drank, and there's the IPA dad, and then their kids now are turning 21, 22, and they want to drink not what their parents are drinking, and I think that's a reason. So like,
but you can't have six of them if you're a college kid. Let's
be honest. There's a lot of really great golden lagers out there. I mean, Counterweight brews some really great lagers. You've got Fox Farm in Salem. They're brewing excellent lagers. There's also the young people love Guinness. Guinness is huge, and it's not just the split the G TikTok thing. That's another thing for another day. I do Guinness – anytime I do Guinness content on my Instagram
– gets hit hard.
3.3 million views.
Wow.
You know, it's insane.
You know, quickly back to the Festbier versus, the American October has the Märzen. Which one do you like better?
I know you love all your children. I grew up with Sam Adams Oktoberfest. It has a very soft, warm place in my heart. I love Märzens. I think that they're wonderful. The Germans brew really good ones specifically for the American market because we love this style.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So much. I love a Märzen. I love Festbiers too, but Märzens are amazing.
How do they, one last question before we go to some of the macro stuff. How do they deal with inventory? Like, there's no way they sell out all the pumpkin stuff. So, like, what do they do with it?
A lot of package stores will hold it and then sell it again the next year.
That's terrible.
So make sure when you're buying beer, and do this for every beer, people, look at the Best Buy, look at the Born on date.
Yep.
So, yeah, make sure on the bottom of the can or on the neck of the label of the bottle – you'll see.
Is that required by law now?
It is not. I wish it were. It's expensive, though. If you're a small brewery, getting that machine, that's really, really expensive. A lot of places will put stickers.
Right.
But if I don't see a Born on or Best Buy, I don't buy it.
You know, and we talked in the past that, like IPAs, no more than 3 months or so, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we usually
say? I would
like
say that? 3 months, yeah.
But with like a lager, they can last longer,
I would
right?
say lagers 6 months or so, yeah, because it's the hops that's degrading that creates that kind of shoebox papery flavor in IPAs. And refrigerate your beer at all times. I mean, that's going to keep, beer is a perishable product.
Right.
Keep it refrigerated.
And you don't advocate buying warm beer at the store, right?
No, if you're going to buy beer, buy it from the fridge,
yeah.
if you can.
We're talking with M. Sauter from Pints and Panels. Again, on Instagram, that's the handle, Pints and Panels, and it's pintsandpanels.com. You can check out the artwork, and she also travels the world as a beer judge. You're going to the Great American Beer Festival. When is that?
In Denver. I'll be there, I think, the 5th through the 11th of October.
Wow. And then Belgium and Mexico?
Going to Belgium, the 1st through the 8th. Mexico right before Thanksgiving, and then going to Poland and going to Columbus, Ohio for some reason.
So fun.
It's just always.
And do you blog that stuff? Like, I feel like people would want to read about your travels.
Don't do it. I usually post on my like Instagram story about when I'm out and about, and so people can follow me there. It's pretty. Yeah, I don't. I should write about what I'm up to.
Yeah,
it's fun. Travel is amazing. I mean, you get to experience different people, culture. The beer scene is so regional. You know, from the beer scene, I was just in Washington State, and their beer is different than our beer for sure.
One of my most enjoyable things to do with a friend is just to saddle up to a bar and have a I just haven't had that opportunity in so long, so it's such a privilege. I'm curious about I read an article in The Current recently. It wasn't a very good article, actually, but, you know, there's contraction in the beer business. There now it's been stated there are more breweries in Connecticut closing than opening, so you're getting real contraction. And I'm curious if just after the boom, say the pandemic boom, they're just getting rid of bad operators or bad beer. Is there more at play than that?
I think so. I mean, the bad, you know, the people have better palates than ever. So the bad beer is kind of going by the wayside. We've never had, there's great beer everywhere. And so there's a lot of really great beer out there. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, business practices or just change in tastes or, I mean, management can close stuff. We've seen this before back in 2004, 2005 in the industry. There were more closings than open. I mean, when I turned 21 in 2004, there were, what, 4 breweries in this state? And now there are over 100. Jeez. So there's still a bevy of choice. Kent Falls just opened a new tasting room in Northford, Connecticut. So right off, right off 91 or so. Yeah. So,
but your point is
still opening.
Your point is good beer doesn't always carry the day, though. They have to run it right.
You got to be a savvy business. Beer is a business. You can make great beer, but if you can't run a business, you know, you have to have people. I know in the beer industry who are successful business people as well as brewers.
Yeah. I talked to we went and did a live show in Salem. I don't know if we've talked since then, but we talked to the Fox Farm people, and they wouldn't mind expanding, but they're so nervous about using different facilities and different water. They don't want to go anywhere because they don't know if they can duplicate what they have.
Everyone should go to Salem and go to Fox Farm and ask for a glass of water.
Is it really that good?
The water is so good.
It's funny.
It's the best well water. One of the best wells I think I've ever.
Because that's what the owner said. He said, I don't want to go somewhere else because what if it's not as good and I can't make the same product?
And then you have to do water chemistry, and then you have to start doing. I mean, a lot of breweries will have reverse osmosis so they can build their water. And that's expensive.
We're talking with M. Sada from Pints and Panels here on Brian and Company. And again, on Instagram, it's impressive. I can't believe – I hate to say this. Okay, now I wasn't following you on Instagram.
Wait, you weren't following me?
No, on Twitter I follow you. But
I'm not on Twitter anymore.
There you go. But I need to start engaging more. I don't open up Instagram a whole lot. Any other trends besides, you know, sort of people gravitating towards lagers? Anything else that's interesting in your travels and conversations?
The rise of Czech beer, which is Czech lager, is really great. And then also the rise in English styles that are really popular. People want to drink, you know, we want to have
warm beer or something.
It's not warm. It's cellar temperature, 55 degrees. and it's not flat.
That's cask beer.
That's cask beer. Yeah. The rise of like dark milds, people brewing these like 3.5% dark beers. That's really popular. The rise of smoke beers. Smoke beers are becoming more and more popular with people, not just in the industry. The Czech have a special way to pour. They have the side pull faucet. A lot of bars now are starting to put in these
faucets. Yeah, I don't know. What does a side pour do? We have like 20 seconds.
It's a larger opening, and it has a screen in it, so it creates a lot of dense, wet foam. So you get a lot of foam. And foam is where all the like flavor is. So don't fear foam, people. Foam's great.
I'm always like, what are you cheating me on the pour?
I know. Americans think they're really getting cheaped out on it. But no, foam's great.
Great to see you as always.
Thank you.
M. Sada from Pints and Panels. Again, pintsandpanels.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.